Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. If you're calling out of the area, it's 1-800-521-1989. Wait a minute. Let my eyes focus. It's a Monday morning. What a weekend. Frosty, I'm glad to see you. You're still here and alive.
I am here. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Hey, how was it riding those bulls?
It was great.
Where, you know, Frosty says...
I did it without Kevlar.
That's right. Frosty rides without a vest. He says, vest are for sissies.
I wonder if they use monkey butt.
Now, it's anti-monkey butt.
I wonder if they use anti-monkey butt.
No, because it would make them too slippery and they'd slide right off.
Or are they just too macho?
Well, you know what? There's such a thing as being... No, it can never be too macho.
No, I mean, do you think...
You can never be too macho.
Do you think a bull rider is going to say, hey, buddy, I got the newest thing. It's called anti-monkey butt. Let's go for it.
I don't think he'll say that. Most of them will go, yep, ma'am, no,
Our
ma'am.
Our guest in the studio today is probably figure... I mean, I'm not sure you know about it, but... We might have to buy you a bottle of anti-monkey butt.
obviously, you don't fool with the sheriff. You know, right now he's kind of like putting his hand on his weapon, which I don't blame
him. And you buy
it
at Ace Hardware.
So it's legal.
So it's not like
it's
we went to some kind of weird toy store or something like that.
Hey, you know, before we get to the sheriff, Sheriff Tom Bosinkle is going to be our guest today. And as you can imagine, we've got quite a few things to talk about on budget and a couple others. But let's remind people what's happening tomorrow. Huge elections. All the propositions are up. And they're talking about a low voter turnout. Now, as we talked about last Friday, the people who win with a low voter turnout are the special interests that put all their people out and push everything. They spend a lot of money, get all their followers out. And they try to steal the election. So, my friends, the hundreds of thousands that are listening here, get out tomorrow. Vote. Vote your conscience. Vote. We've talked about all the propositions. We've talked about them several times. Most of them will do nothing but raise our taxes. So take a good look at them before you vote. Personally, we're going to vote no on the main ones there. I know we may let it pass. We may pass one about limiting legislators' salaries. But see, the problem is with limiting their salaries, we can't limit what they're doing with their people that work for them when they give them huge raises. The next thing is, of course, is the utilities. You know, if you haven't sent in your ballot on raising utilities, it's still not too late. You've got to get your parcel number. This is for people that own property right here in Redding. And they're going up about $5 a month. They're saying they need it to fix the water pipes, which we know have been busted a couple of times, the water lines. But you also, is there a meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the city council chambers to talk about this? The big thing about this is that, again, you should have sent your ballot in, and if you haven't, you need to show up down there and talk about whether you're for or against this raising.
We're going to be talking budget today. It's something we all need to be very, very aware of, and there are some big things on the horizon. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Bosinkle. This is Carla Linda Bott here at Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We just got a letter from the Redding Electric Utility that we're going to share with you all later on today. This came specifically to Carl and Linda.
Oh, my
We'll talk about it later.
Gosh.
We have more important things, but not quite as humorous, we hope. Sheriff Tom Bosinkle.
Good morning.
Sheriff, you've been here several times before. We're always glad to have you here.
Well, glad to be here.
And again, you're here during serious times.
Very serious.
And let's talk, of course, what we're talking about is the budget. As you know, the city of Redding is in deep trouble with our budget, and we're cutting everybody. But then also our county. Shasta County's in trouble, and it's been in the paper, and people we've talked to is that there's going to be cuts all around.
That's correct. And it's just not Shasta County. It's just not the city of Redding. It's all up and down the state of California. I read about 8 newspapers a day online, and it's bad all over the state.
Absolutely.
But for Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we're facing a $3.2 million deficit. What does that mean? It means that I'm going to lose 47 positions and end up with about 22 layoffs, 11 of those deputies, and have to close a floor of the jail, release 150 inmates, and our work release program, which does some great community service work for the sentence offenders. They report during the daytime, go home in the afternoon, and start all over again to serve out their sentences. We'll have to close that. That serves about 800 inmates, and that's basically because of the deficit. It's not about scare tactics. It's reality.
When you say release 150 inmates, now, how do you prioritize these?
We have a matrix of if they're sentenced or unsentenced. The jail has a capacity of 381. Almost all of them are in for felonies. There's only a very small percentage that are sentenced misdemeanors there. And we're talking about people in for felony DUI, heavy duty, drug charges, domestic violence, assault, property crimes like burglary and theft. None of them are very good, outstanding citizens. That's why they're there.
So these are the 150 that could be turned loose on our society here?
We did a tabletop exercise and even looked at potentially closing 2 floors of the jail, and that was a pretty ugly prospect of the people that we would end up being released due to lack of funding and then have to make these cuts. Now, I could keep it all going, keep the jail functioning, but then I'd have to take out that $3.2 million somewhere else in the organization, which would result in literally 3 to 4 deputies working the entire county from MacArthur to Platina, Cottonwood to Dunsmuir.
How many do you have out there now?
We got about 60 department-wide, and then they're broke up between Burney and the Redding area, and we have a couple of resident spots in Shingletown and Lakehead.
Okay.
Plus detectives and all that.
So they're cutting how many deputies in?
We're going to lose 11 deputy positions, actual layoffs, and then we already have about 6 to 10 openings right now, vacancies.
It's almost 20% of your people on the road.
It's serious, and that goes right to public safety, being able to respond to calls. When somebody calls, they want a deputy to respond.
Okay, that's 20. Now, if you cut 20% of your deputies, of the people out on the roads, you still are going to have to cut out the you still have to turn inmates loose?
No, but then you won't have anybody out there patrolling.
Right.
Be somewhat chaotic. There won't be any deputies responding. Can you imagine a deputy saying, "Yeah, I'm coming from MacArthur and I'm headed out to Cottonwood. I'll be there in a couple hours when there's an emergency occurring."
Right.
We have 3,800 square miles in Shasta County, and for 4 people to cover that with our normal calls for service,
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, criminals don't take budget cuts.
Okay, well. So what are you've drawn a very very bleak picture here, Sheriff.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so what are the what are your suggestions to avoid this?
Well, some other counties have looked at prioritizing public safety, such as public safety like law enforcement, public defender, DA's office, taking less of a cut, and other agencies within the county would have to take more of a cut. Some have just said, hey, law enforcement has to do a 5% cut and the rest of the county has to do a 10 or higher percent cut. And that's another way of prioritizing it. Could use reserves or contingency funds. There's a number of options out there, I believe.
Well, it doesn't look like our tax picture is going to get any better here this year, unfortunately.
No. You talked earlier about the propositions. They are likely to fail with the exception of one. The governor has already stated that he could come back and take Proposition 1A monies, that's Prop 1A from 2003, Prop A, which would be about another $3 million to Shasta County, a hit to the county as a whole, which I know would impact the sheriff's office.
Well, we're going to come back, and we're going to take a quick break here. Frankly, I'm somewhat appalled that we're at this point in our, here in Shasta County in the city of Redding, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the impact not only on Shasta County, but now with the city of Redding and their cuts and this, a combination that could come up.
Exasperated? Overwhelmed? Give us a call. 221-1402. The sheriff's here to take your calls. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
I think you might be on hold that one.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Sheriff's trying to take the show over here. We had people on the line, but we all seem to have dumped all of our lines at the same time. So, Paul, call us back. Sheriff, it's also been, you know, I couldn't help but notice that in the paper it said that you've been given your chance to present your budget cuts, your 10%, and y'all had refused to do so.
Well,
care to address that one?
Absolutely. It's not an accurate reflection because even as far back as last fall, we identified that with the economy doing a downturn, our Proposition 172 funds, that's a half-cent sales tax that we get in the county, that's down, obviously, due to the economy. We started making cuts. We're projected to carry over, have money left over in this budget to the tune of nearly $1 million. And we started throttling back, I call it, on the hiring process to keep some positions open for salaries and benefit changes. This projected 10% cut to Proposition 172, we've done that for the 9-10 budget coming up. That's $1.1 million. They also wanted a 10% cut out of our general fund monies we received. That's a total of $1.7 million for a total of $2.8 million. And that's what's causing some of the devastating cuts that we're going to see in the 9-10 budget. So we've been doing our part, working very, very diligently. My undersheriff and all of our financial staff and command staff have been working very hard. And obviously, we have been with having a nearly $1 million carryover. Last year, due to sound financial management, we had about $1.8 million left over that we were able to put about $600,000 back into our public safety fund.
So what are you advocating then? Obviously not the 10% cut or more, because it would shut down the parts of the jail and take people off. What do you think is the way to go?
I'm advocating that public safety is a priority. And I'm not saying that the county hasn't made it a priority, because they've had it's called a maintenance of effort. They have to put in so much money to get this Proposition 172, but they put in over that amount. But that's so that you can have a sheriff's office that's running, I wouldn't call it necessarily acceptably, because we all of us know that live in the county, we need more deputies out on the streets. We have to keep criminals in jail. We need a bigger jail, but right now we can't afford that. A jail is a minimum of $35 million and probably about $6 million a year to run it. And that's a lot to keep these criminals locked up, but we need offender accountability and we need to keep the public safe.
How many people we have locked up could we turn over to the feds?
And Shasta County Jail, mm-hmm. None. We try and get rid of those as soon as possible. If we have somebody in on a federal violation, unless they have a local violation, they're getting moved out. We take about 15 people a week to prison, and we try and get them out of our jail as soon as possible to make the maximum amount of room available. And then if they're an illegal alien in on a hold, we get Border Patrol up here, or we take them down to Sacramento and hand them over to Border Patrol. So we try and maximize space.
So we don't have any illegals then up here?
We do have illegal aliens here. If they're in jail and awaiting criminal charges, they're mm-hmm. held accountable. If they are brought in for a violation just for being an illegal alien, we get Border Patrol here and get them out of here.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? And
hey, your show.
But she's polite.
Remember the movie Cool Hand Luke? Is there anything like that where there's kind of a chain gang camp around here?
You know, Sheriff Joe out of Arizona.
I knew Sheriff Joe was coming up. I mean, wouldn't it be great if there was a camp someplace and there was some kind of thing where they left the jail and then they went there and they could work on...
Sheriff's office used to have a work camp.
They lived as...
It was called Crystal Creek Men's Camp at that time, and it was worked with California Division of Forestry. Now it's called Cal Fire. And we had work crews that went out and fought fires, but due to budget cuts in 1992 or 3, we had to close Crystal Creek. We also closed our detention annex, which was a medium security facility for sentenced people, and we lost a total between Crystal Creek and the detention annex budget cuts, we lost about 150 beds.
Well, that would be to me, that would be, if there was ever kind of a fundraiser thing, that is something that would be able to take, like you say, if you're going to have to clean out the bottom floor of the jail, where are these guys going? We've got to do something to not let them be on the street.
And our work release program, they do work crews. The city of Reading picks up inmates and goes and does community cleanup. Nonprofits utilize them. Churches, we use them at cemeteries. We use them all over the place.
Are these I shouldn't say minimum offenders, but these are offenders that you can trust out on the streets, and they're in the lockup is on the work release or not?
Trust is probably a word that I wouldn't use because they're in there for criminal offenses. So,
but you know what I mean.
But if you, they're probably less of a security risk, less of a violence risk than the ones that are in the jail.
Right. Okay. So it'd be like a minimum risk, maybe not for stealing everything you own, but at least not for doing physical damage.
We could dedicate a whole show to that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, when I look at this, and we're going to talk, we've got to take a break here in a couple seconds here. But what I look at is a 20% cut in the sheriff's deputies, or we turn people loose and still make some cuts. And also at the same time, we're cutting the police department with more bad guys on the street. You know, this doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to you all out there, but there's got to be a way of doing this. There's got to be a way of reprioritizing our way we spend money around here, and just, you know, things that, do we really need some of the stuff that we've got going out there? Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Little lady.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium, perhaps, in all of the North State Northwest area. And Espresso Joe's, the coffee you want at the prices that are fair. Just watch Kimmy work in there. And Joe and Shelley have supported this community in so many different ways that this is our way to support them. What great Americans they are.
And they also have tea and wonderful wines.
And if you go down there so often, there's a bunch of old Patriot Guard guys sitting around down there.
Yeah.
Usually across the street, there's a sheriff's deputy and a police officer just watching us.
If you can get in.
Yeah, you know, because
they've changed the whole...
Just kidding. Hey, Sheriff, you were just talking during the break about the number of layoffs there's been in some of the other counties. And it's just horrendous.
Yeah, we stay in touch with the other sheriffs, and I read about 6-7 newspapers a day online. Sacramento County sheriff's office is looking at over 500 layoffs of his staff. Yolo County, about 56 people for the sheriff's office and closing a detention facility. And then about 2 months ago, I was speaking to the undersheriff down in L.A., and they're looking at closing a jail, which would release like 4,000 inmates. Like I said, this isn't unique to Shasta County. Maybe the hits are taking us a little bit less, and we're a little better off than some counties, but it's a huge issue for if you live here in Shasta County.
Well, it sounds rather dire, but we're going to go to the phones right now. Terry.
Yes.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you? The reason I'm calling is I looked up on Redding, California, U.S., personalsalary.com, and just in the assistant city manager, $155,886. The city manager, $194,556. The deputy city manager, $132,236, plus full bennies. Now, I'll do the job for $75,000.
Well, you know what?
You made a great comment when I talked to you before. You said, hey, why don't we just tell these guys what a great place Redding is to live?
Well, you know, that was one of those things that, you know, they said that how they could get people up here and they would take pays and salary that, hey, you know, Redding's a great place to live. And what we said then was, well, why don't we just tell them again what it's a great place to live and cut their salaries?
There you go. Well, you know, the thing is that when you look at $194,000, stop and think about that with full bennies. Why does he have two assistants? Why can't he do that with some young lady as an assistant secretary or some young guy out of college? There's things that we can cut here, but I encourage you to go to that website because at one spot there, Carl, they had a guy who washes cars for $11.48 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. And I'm amazed that people haven't seen this or gone to this and looked at these salaries. And the mantra that we get is, well, you know, these contracts were all done when times were good. Hey, when were times good enough for a city manager to get $200,000 a year here?
Hey, do you know who washes the sheriff's cars and other cars in the counties?
Who?
Inmates.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sheriff's department is something that we need to support. And the police department, and frankly, as a citizen, I'm getting tired of being held hostage by these politicians and these bureaucrats that are trying to take away our police department, our sheriff department, and our fire department. And enough is enough.
Kind of like the old network movie. You're as mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore.
You think?
Well, you know, Terry, what you're expressing in your passion here is, I think, what a lot of people are saying is that, you know, it's one thing to pay people a certain salary, but then, you know, you kind of pay on performance too. It's, you know, why isn't business coming into the city? You can't just blame the city manager on it. And the other thing too is leadership in the city council.
Good point.
You know, and not negating their responsibilities. Like, hey, we had some tough decisions to make about the Reading Electric Utilities. And what happened was a committee was put together. Still no decision. And it's been like, what, 3 months now?
Yep.
You know, so I look at, you know, what we need here is leadership and vision and thinking out of the damn box. You want to put a committee together? Put a committee together about how we can get business in here. That way we can raise the tax revenue and we don't have to worry about these cuts.
Well, the director of the electric utility makes $177,072. And his assistants make $130,000 and $126,000 respectively. So you got to be kidding me. I mean, I really encourage you to look at this website. It's a real mind blower.
Well, you know, there's another one too. If you look at how much retirees make.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a scary one too.
Oh, well, thanks for putting a nice light on that, buddy.
Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
Hey, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Carl and Sheriff there.
Good morning.
You may have already touched on this because I just tuned you guys in there, but is there any thought that somebody might want to send a couple of fact-finding people down to Arizona and check on a Paro's operation down there?
I was just telling Carl, I wish I had a X dollar amount, put a dollar amount to that, every time I got a Sheriff Joe email, phone call, or comment. The laws and regulations down in Arizona are a lot different than California. Newsflash. You can bet that if it was legal and proper to do what he's doing down in Arizona, we'd be doing it here in California. But there's inmate rights groups. There's certain jail standards that we have. And we can't do a lot of it. We do a lot of it here already. Like, you've heard about this thing. Hey, no cable TV for the inmates. You only get the Disney Channel and stuff. Very similar here at the Shasta County Jail. We don't have a ton of, they don't get HBO and satellite dish network. Only a few channels. We do have education so they can get their GED while in jail here. We use them at our animal control facility at the shelter, cleaning up stuff that the dogs leave behind, and washing our cars, as I said earlier. So they do a lot of work here, and we put them to work. But it is unique with him down there.
Hey, Bruce.
Maybe it's time that some of these state laws be changed or challenged.
Hey, I follow the law. Don't necessarily legislate it, but I agree.
But you know, Bruce, you're right. I mean, why should inmates live better than Marines in the field?
You got her, Toyota.
And, you know, so I see that, and I see, you know, people complain about Sheriff Joe, but I also believe that they're not spending millions of dollars a year they're not in the red all the time with this. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You bet.
Dan, good morning.
Dan?
Oh, I don't know if they were talking to me or not.
Yep,
you're
talking
to you, Dan.
Off the subject a little bit here. I've been trying to move a business from Nevada to Shasta County for 3 years. I'm not asking for tax breaks. I'm not asking for enterprise zones. I'm not asking for one thin dime from the state of California. The only thing I need is a piece of paper for the gaming control board. And Jim Nielsen's office, I can't get anybody to cooperate to get me in to see these people. Nothing. And the only thing I want to do is move a business here and employ a bunch of people.
Well, that's probably more on the state level, like you have been talking with our Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Maybe our senator for our area, Sam Anastad, could be of assistance. But it sounds more like a state issue than a county issue.
It is, but what I'm saying is I have talked to both of those offices, and they'll get back to me.
Hey, Dan,
and it's been 3 years.
Hey, Dan,
so,
Dan, do me a favor.
What's that?
Do me a favor here. Call me at 530-241-2682.
I got to write that down. I'm breaking the law right now. I'm talking on the cell phone when I'm driving.
Uh-oh, don't do that.
Let me pull over here. Okay.
Good. That's what, good. That's following the law.
It's, go ahead. Call me at 530-241-2682.
2682?
Right. And just leave a message that you're Dan, you called about the, you know, called about the business, because we're going to have a, we're going to have a show in June, or a whole week in June, about small businesses, about people coming in, why they can't, and all this. And this would be, you, I want you to be one of our people we want to talk to.
Well, people think I'm absolutely crazy about moving a business to California. We just like it here.
Well, you know what? We've got a lot of stories about things like that. And, you know, what we're trying to do is, let's start thinking about how we can raise revenue so we don't have to let criminals out or lay off our first responders. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, a portion of the show brought to you by New Image Studios. You know, the other day I was on the flag line at a funeral, and Julia, who is, you know, the owner of that, just she came by and she was taking photos. I said, gee, you know, Julia, do you did you know the person here? And she says, no. She says, I just thought this was a way to honor a veteran. And I thought, you know what, these are the kind of people that Dan and Julia are, that they are, they do things like this. And I just wanted to kind of bring that out.
And thanks to all the vets out there.
Oh yeah,
for their, what their service to our country over the years.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, it's a kind of thing is that I see people poking. They say, oh, we're really, you know, you see five cop cars there, so we can't, you know, can't be too short of police. And then he gets into this thing about, you know, that police on the on patrol have got one of the lowest, you know, fatality rates of all businesses.
I was reading that.
You know, and I see that, and it's probably true. But one of the reasons it is, and I'm sure if you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here, is the fact that you're trained when you go into this thing, and you don't go into it.
We're trained. We have the tools.
Yeah.
And we have officers there. But look what just happened a couple months ago in Oakland. Four officers killed.
Yeah, four officers. You know, and you know, the thing is, it just goes like that.
Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my reason I'm calling is I remember about 20 years ago when the Sheriff's Department had everybody graduated up to become sergeants. And it was no one to man to be in the patrol cars or anything, so they decided to give us that jail, so they had a reason to hire more people and start the process of going up the ladder of you know, how many years of service you get a pay raise and what pay grade or rate grade. And I just wondered how many of them now are sergeants or above, and will any of those get laid off?
We are looking at some sergeant positions, yes, being laid off in our mix or keeping a position open if somebody retires. And it wasn't because of the jail opening that we had to have sergeants, but that's part of it, that they have to supervise the shift. So we had to have promotions when we opened the jail. When we opened it, it was staffed by all deputy sheriffs, and we made a transition to correctional officers now. And so that's part of it, but now we might have to close part of the jail, and that's not good. But thank you for calling and that insight.
Thank you, Bill. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Eat your heart out. I'm on my way to the gym.
Woo!
My bicycle, so there you go. All right. I thoroughly agree with Terry a couple callers ago or three. If you can't make it on $115,000, you're doing something wrong or you're living beyond your means in this town. For what? And Starman was on some weeks ago. I called in and said, why not take a pay cut? And of course, that's actually like all good politicians. He patted himself on the back for foregoing a cost of living increase, which is on paper. He didn't forego anything because he hasn't received it. And but you're right, there's no leadership from anyone to do what is right when we're in these tough times. Jim Zeller, who's now retired or what have you, told me years ago, he said, if a business is in California, he said, Redding stands a chance. If they're coming from another state, he said, we have no chance because of the climate in the state and local, especially the state. As far as the sheriff in Arizona, Fazio, you might like to know that our wonderful Homeland Security lady has done everything she can to screw him up and take money away from him because she doesn't like his methods, even though he wins by 60 and 70% majority. So you might think of that before you fall asleep at night, that you're really in good hands with Napolitano looking out for your safety.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary.
You're welcome.
Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Edith?
Doing good. Just
hi there, girl.
Just to let everybody know, if you really, really, really want to honor your veterans, go vote.
There
oh,
you
yeah.
go.
That's
a great thing.
Yeah, well, they signed the ultimate check to make sure we had that freedom.
That's
so
exactly
why
right.
should we deny what they did?
And that's tomorrow.
So it is exactly tomorrow.
Tomorrow is when we vote.
Yep, and it's what I wanted to say, just honor your veterans. You got one out there, whether no matter what country they're fighting in, they're fighting for the right for us to have the freedom to do what we're doing tomorrow.
And if you find out and if you meet a vet, thank them for their service to our country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I also have to say thank you to you. You don't have one of the safest jobs in our county.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want any other job.
Well,
I love it.
That's a good thing to hear, and thank you much for having it. So you guys have a great day.
Hey, Edith,
we'll talk to you later.
Edith, as usual, thank you so much. Hey, this is Carl Underbot here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and you have some special event on June 8th.
June 8th is a budget workshop meeting open to the public at the Board of Supervisors, and this when the public, thanks to our great democracy in America, can have their voice heard and what they want on budget and have their views heard that way. And it's very important. It affects the entire county. That's the budget workshop meeting there. If you're a supporter for mental health, public health, whatever it might be, but more importantly, public safety, you can have your voice heard there during the workshop.
What time?
I believe it starts at 9 o'clock. I have to confirm that. Because it's like a regular Board of Supervisors
right.
meeting, only it's just specific for budget. And you need to have your voice heard. You can call the Board of Supervisors. You can send an email to them if you can't make it.
Okay, well, thanks for that information. June 8th, mark your calendars. This weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, the NRA had a show, and over 60,000 people showed up. We were watching the news, and there were certain clips that looked like Ma and Pa from the PTA. They were bringing their families. It was very, I don't know why in our minds we think if you're a gun owner, I don't know, but concealed weapons, what's going on?
Shasta County, concealed weapons permits are on the rise. For 2008, I issued about 300 more than the year before, and we're pushing about 3,000 in Shasta County as a whole. The other agencies issue only a very small handful, less than a dozen.
Yeah, then I think you have to have a insurance policy or something.
That's
like
in
that.
The city of Reading. You have to
Reading.
Have it,
yeah.
But not here in the county.
Well, you know, if we have to turn loose 150 or 200 felons, it might be a good idea to have some way of protecting yourself. Since, you know, somebody said, "Why do you carry a weapon?" You know, it's because I can't carry a policeman.
You never know when you could become a victim of crime or you come upon a crime occurring. We want people to be good witnesses, not necessarily get involved with. Or get involved in using lethal force, but if that has to happen, you want to be able to protect yourself. You want to be able to protect your family, and that's important. And we do backgrounds, and we have some very responsible gun owners and citizens that have concealed weapons permits. There's a number of instructors around town that give the courses so you can get a CCW.
Now, the way I understand it is would you say a percentage of problems you've had with people that carry concealed weapons?
Well, it depends on how you define a problem, but if they use the gun in a crime, none that I'm aware of. Sure, maybe somebody might get pulled over and have DUI, but the gun doesn't come into play. Mm-hmm. And we send those people's letters and find out what's going on. We don't want to see an alcoholic with a gun, because usually alcohol and guns don't mix. The bad decision process when you're under the influence. So we're pretty careful on who we give those out to.
I want a Taze gun.
You can get one.
And I want one of those powerful ones that just, like, zaps them to the ground.
So you want to use the Toolman More Power ones?
I want the biggest one I can get.
You can buy those. You could contact a number of manufacturers. They're legal for citizens to own.
Yeah, I promise not to do any cats. Just
don't do that. That
could
be cruelty.
No, people just...
But that gives an option to citizens that don't want to have lethal force options. They have one that deploys the taser darts. It stays active for 30 seconds and allows the person an opportunity to escape.
Leave.
If you file a police report, the company will replace it for free.
Wow.
We like that.
Well, honey,
great info.
Does this mean, honey, that if you get, you know, if you hit somebody with that and they hit the ground, that you're not going to just keep zapping them to watch them flop around like a fish? You know, I have.
You know. Now, you had something you wanted to talk about. Well, speaking about flopping around.
Yes. Okay. Let's finish up with this.
We I'm not sure I like this, but this, I might be
Reading
open.
Reading Electric Utilities has invited us to be part of the REU dunk tank that's going to happen on June 13th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. What this does is proceeds from the tank will be donated to the REU Shares Program, which are funds from the Shares Program are given to Golden Umbrella Nonprofit Agency for giving money to qualified fixed income seniors. Now, it's time to put our little wet bodies where our mouths are.
Well, does that mean we're unpopular?
Unpopular.
Like unpopular?
No.
Unpopular. They want to dunk us.
No,
hey, but
no, they just said that is contacting people strange enough that want to do this, is what they said. But they didn't exactly say it like
and
that.
And now but. Senior Idol, I have to bring this up quickly. Senior Idol is on Saturday night at Cascade Theater, and the fundraiser is for the very same thing for those seniors who cannot afford their electrical bills. That is why you should buy a ticket and come Saturday night and see some great entertainment.
Okay, hey, look, it's Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?